So it's like the 11th or the 12th now of January 2021, and I'm in my second week of school, and it's kind of okay right now. I wish I didn't finish Bridgerton as fast as I did, because I kind of miss the whirlwind kind of romance show. It definitely moved a lot faster than I expected. Yeah, but it was actually a really good show. I think the characters did an amazing, or the actors, actresses did an amazing job. And, oh my gosh, like, their chemistry was really good. And the amount of drama in that show, like, woof. Anyways, I just finished the movie Frozen, not the Disney one, but it's like a thriller kind of. It's about how these three people, I got recommended it off TikTok. It's about how these three people are like on a ski trip together. The main character is like a girl who is dating another kind of main, but he's not the main, she's definitely the main, but like they're kind of, yeah, another main character, and then the third main character is his best friend, and they all go skiing, or snowboarding and skiing, and they like are some of the last people to ski and snowboard, so they get ready to shut off the lift, and they're basically, it's already closed, and they're like, they beg, the three main characters beg the attendant to let them on once more, and they plead and they beg, and then the attendant finally lets them get on the lift one more time. But then they get on the lift, and then the attendant gets replaced by someone else. Someone else comes and is like, you know, okay, time for you to go. And he tells that attendant that there's three more people in the lift, so don't shut it off before you see them coming down. But the thing is, there were people already up, you know, at the top, and they were skiing down, so the people on the lift were still on the lift, but then there was three people who skied down, and since it was a different guy, a different attendant, you know, they can recognize the difference, and they thought that was the three people who the other person said it was. So eventually, you know, really, it's like they get stuck up there basically, and they're like hopeful that it's just like an accident, but it's not, and they slowly lose hope, lights turn off. And I think the boyfriend of the girl, he's like, I can do it, I can jump off. And they're not like on a lift that's like almost, you know, on the ground. They're at a really high point. So the guy decides to jump down, and he obviously doesn't, you know, do it right because, you know, it's super, super high. So he jumps down, directly landing on his legs. Like, if he wanted a chance, he should have, you know, rolled. But it was so high, like, I don't even know how he could have done that. But, yeah, so he breaks his legs. He basically is paralyzed and he can't move. And then wolves eat him. And it's, like, really traumatic because, you know, the two others see it all. And then the second guy, they, like, survive a night, which is the most unrealistic part of the movie because I think they definitely would have died out of, they definitely would have died because they had, like, no heat source and they're, like, hanging up in the cold and there's a fucking snowstorm and it's freezing, so they definitely would have died. You know, there's no way they would have made it, but they did. And they, earlier in the movie, they showed the girl smoking. So I was like, okay, so she always has, you know, a pack of cigarettes and a lighter on her. So I wouldn't assume she took the lighter out. So I'm like, throughout the whole time they're stuck up there, I'm like, where is this girl's lighter? Like, that can keep them warm. Maybe they can set a tree on fire or at least just keep them warm. And she never pulls it out, so I don't even know. Eventually, the other guy is able to use the cable holding the carts, climb to another cart, then climb to the post that has a ladder, but the wolves are still there. And he climbs down and he can fend them off for a little bit, but he's already, like, bleeding. And, like, he tries to fend them off, and then he does for a second, and then he snowboards down and he's like, wait, I'll go get some help. But he doesn't make it. The wolves eat him, obviously. And the girl survives another night, which I'm like, okay, she definitely would have died in real life. But she survives, and she decides, like, the cart she was on was already, like, kind of broken because they were, like, jumping around trying to, like, you know, figure out what to do. So she tries, you know, to jump, but then the cart breaks, but it, like, breaks and stops midair, so it, like, helps her more because she's now close to the ground. So, yeah. And she survives. And that's where it ends. And it definitely was, like, a suspenseful movie. Like, oh, what's gonna happen? And it probably... Don't show this to your kids because it probably... would create a lot of trauma. All in all, it wasn't that scary. And the storyline was okay. There was, like... So many things they opened up, like a relationship. Like, there's so many different things they wanted to explore, but they didn't at all, and it just seemed useless. Anyways. Really tired. But yeah, that was my movie for the night, and yeah, peace out.